ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara brings down the end of the Mishnah that's there in Daf Lamed Beis in the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah says, "Dinei Mamon es Tmeis v'Atares Maschilim in Agadol, Dinei Nefashes Maschilim in Atzat." And when you start getting the dais of all the dayanim, who says their day first, who says their opinion first, by dine mamonis and tmeis of tyrus, Godel talks first, the greatest one on the bezin, he's the one that talks first, but by dine mamonis, by dine nefashis, I mean, then you must heal him in atzad, it's a shaila if it means the smallest one, or it means yastam and aktanim and abeninim, it's a shaila exactly what it means, but you don't start from the Godel. The Gemara says that by Rebbe, all the minyanim he started min atzad, even if it was dinei nefashis. The shaila was, why was Rebbe different? Rashi here says, because of his anivus. He was an anav, he didn't want to start first, he was an anav. As the Taz in Gittin Afnan Tess says, another Rishainim. Rashi in Gittin Tess in Chesant, he learns that the Lesan al-Rav, Lefi Rebbe, was even by dinei mamonis. And our Gemara learns Leisan al Rav is Dafka by Dini Nefashis. We're going to explain what Leisan al Rav means. That's what the Gemara learns out, that Dini Nefashis Meschilim in Atzad. And Rebbe held it was even by Dini Mamonis. Taiz held it wasn't Mestam, but the Rebbe should argue here in the Stam Mishnah. Taiz they hold it was Al Sanivas. The Nemuki Yosef learns from Rebbe that even by Dini Mamonis is an Inyan to be Maschilim in Atzad. It's just not a Chiv. And we'll discuss that also soon. And there's another pshat from the Rishonim here and the Ridvan Gittin that they say that the reason why Rebbe was maschil min atzad was because, like we'll see, they learn up that the problem with being maschil min agadol is that people might not want to argue. So normally by mamonis we don't care about it, we assume they will argue, they won't mind arguing. But Rebbe, since he was so great, the tale of Gdulim Makamachim, like it says, that Rebbe was so great, the Mamela, he was always afraid people won't want to argue on him. Mamela, they always started min atzad. So, Bekitsu, we have four pshatim why Rebbe always started as binyan min atzad. Rashi says al sanivus. Rashi Gittin says, because here the Lysan al Rav goes on dine mamonis as well. The Mukhi Yosef says, because there is an inyan to start min atzad, it's just you're allowed to start min agadol. And Rebbe wanted Mekayim the inyan of starting min atzad. And Kama Rishonim learn that the pshat was because by Rebbe there was more of a chash. If they start from a gadol, no one's going to want to argue because Rebbe was so great. Now the Gemara says, "Dinin nefashis maschilim in atzad menon in mili amra vacher papa mekor leisan al riv leisan al rav." But there's a big machlokes Rishonim. What exactly that means? What's the pshat on leisan al riv? And we'll go into it. There's really two basic pshatim. One pshat is that you're not going to argue on the mufvash of a bezdin. And the other pshat is faket. You are allowed to argue, you're mechuyev to argue, but we're afraid that they won't want to argue. And in each pshat, there's also sveikis, machleikis, rishainims in each pshat, like we're going to explain. Rashi says, Leisan al riv ksiv b'lo yud, mashm leisach lek amufash ubebezdin. The pashas mashmais of Rashi is, you're not allowed to argue on the mufash ubebezdin. It's also to argue on the mufash ubebezdin. The next part of Rashi, the Marshal and the Marshal, a Mayrich about, I don't want to go into all the Pshatim, I'm going to say over what the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoni Ramah, is Mash Maklod, Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, Hilchach Loim Es Mechalin Aminei, therefore we don't start from the Mufashu Abezin, because Dil Mechazel L'chayv, but we plead Galave, because maybe he'll find the Tam L'chayv, and no one's going to argue, because he's the Mufashu Abezin. O Maschilim in Atzad, Shem Yishma Echad, Divrei Echad Men Amazakim, V'yaskim Imoy. Which means, the Fidah Ben Yain and the Ramah, that Rashi is by writing like this. What's the difference if he says it first or last? L'maisa, after he says it, no one's allowed to argue. So even if he says it last, they're not allowed to argue. So that Rashi says like this, Ein Echinami. If you would decide L'chayv, no one's allowed to argue. But you start Menatzan, because maybe one of the Mezakim will convince him. Azay, once he'll talk, it'll be much harder for anyone to convince him. But if the other ones talked first, so Mela he'll be convinced before he even said his daya, so Mela will be shayach, he'll come out of schus. So Lefidus Pshat, even after they said their daya, if the Gadol disagrees with them, they have to go and be maskim to the Gadol. A big chiddush. But then the Adramah says, inami koi b'didei, even if he holds his own, and the Gadol still says l'chayva. But since they already said it in l'schus, so male, they count as a minyan l'schus. They don't have to say the day again. And now they're not arguing on the Rav, so they're still going to be counted l'schus. And then he says another svara, that could be once they already said the day of l'schus, before the Gadol said his day, they could continue saying the day of l'schus. So here we have a pshat by Sanna Rav, means you're not allowed to argue, and that's why you have to start minat sad. And the mashmoyis of Rashi is that even once you said your day at first, still, if he says his day, he can't argue vayta. Maybe it still could be counted l'schus because you said it already, or maybe once you said it, you could argue vayta. That's a shail in the Adrama. L'maisa, this day, a kamri shayinim hold of, it's a smag, simen kuf tzadik vav. It's the Ireim, it's a kuf pei dalin, and memes in its taisis. Taisis says, dinin nefashis maschilim in atzad mishum leisan al riv, avo bedinin imamunis leichashinon, and mikol makam derech sheli yechayon la'anais, ve'ev shaleisan al rev bedin nefashik siv v'loi bedin imamunis. The Taisus, since Taisus says there sheli chayim lanes, Taisus he's naming on also that the pshat is it's also to argue. You can only argue derech shela, and Taisus means like this. As I learned in the Mefarshim, the Maram, you could look at the Marasha, Kain Zet. Taisus saying dini nefarshis you're not allowed to argue. That's why you start minatzat, and dini mamnis we don't bother, so it doesn't matter. So he won't argue. So the muflu bezdin he'll win the psak. So what does he mean derech sheli chayim lanes? Because the kasha is, like the Maram explains, what in the Bezdin for? If all you're going to do is just rubber stamp the Golosh of a Bezdin, so what in the Bezdin for? What are other two people doing? You can't argue on the Mufash of a Bezdin. You're starting from the Mufash of a Bezdin. They're not doing anything. Teretz says, about that they're doing something. They're going to ask kashas. They're going to say that day, you're not Bederech, it's my day. They're going to ask kashas. What about this? What about that? But maybe it's going to be Amasu, Matam, and Mel is going to come from all three of them. But Lamaisa, they can't argue. So Kumte says, Taisus has it said they can't argue neither by Dina Mamanis nor by Dina Nefashis. Now the Chilik is, by Dina Nefashis, we don't want a Matzav where they won't be able to say their Deya. We want them to say their Deya. Either because once they say their Deya, they can continue with their Deya, or it counts for a minion, or Al Kapanim, once they say that day, if they say the day with a clock, and there's more of a tzand that the Mufash of Bezal will rechem with that day. And by Dini Mamanis, they can't argue, and okay if they don't say the day either, it doesn't matter. Let the Mufash of Bezal have the only day. What are they doing in the Bezal altogether? Masu Matan, Derek Sheli, Yechaylam Lanais. But then Taisa says another tzand, that Lysan Al Riv is going Dafka and Dini Nefash is not a Dini Mamanis. And Isaiah Klor, the Smag and the Uraim that we mentioned, they say Mefurish that way also. The Issa to argue is by Dine Nefashis. There's no Issa to argue by Dine Mamanis. And Ben Yain is very bothered. If you're not allowed to argue by Dine Nefashis, which is even more Chomer, and even more we'd want to say that everyone should be able to have a day because it's more Chomer. So Koshkem by Dine Mamanis is less Chomer, you shouldn't be allowed to argue. So basically, I don't know the Teretz, either Stamets, Xerius, the Kosov, Dafka, Medina, Nefashis, or Fakert, the Teretz wanted Dina Nefashis should need the Mufla. No one should have a day except for the Mufla. Okay, because of the Chayim of Dina Nefashis, you want Dafka, the Mufla should have the day. We don't want to make it on the Raiv with the Ketana Musa having an equal day to the Mufla. Al Kapanim, this is one Shita. The Lysan Al Rav means you're not allowed to argue. Could be it's Dafka by Dina Mamanis. Dafka Dina Fashis, I mean by Dina Mamanis, you're allowed to argue. Could be even Dina Mamanis, you're not allowed to argue. It's just Derech Shelu Tshuva Yechaylam Lanais. Now, could be the Din is Dafka. Is Dafka if once the Gadol said it, you're not allowed to argue. But if you said it before the Gadol, you're allowed to argue. And that's why it's Masilim and Atzan. Or could be you're not allowed to even argue even if you said it before the Gadol said it. You're only saying it before. So today the Gadol should hear your Deya, and that might influence his Deya. That's the Rashi's Mashma. And Rashi is not mamish klar. The Amma version that say Rashi and Naflam and Beis on the Mishnah, he says, "Dinin nefashis eschil min atzad min aktanim shem yichayvenu agadav lo yirtzu lach legal dvarav." So it sounds like lo yirtzu means that they wouldn't want to, but they are allowed to. But here Rashi says, "Ein rishay lach like that yudches also by the melech. He can't make a melech and snedgus leisan al riv." Rashi also says you're not allowed to argue. Rashi in Gittin Afnan Tes is also by me very much mashma that you're not allowed to argue. But the Farshim speak about it. Al Kapanim, it is a clear day in the Rishayim. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis also says in the Mishnayis also lach like and allah to argue, but in the yad, apparently he was chayzer, and not like the other shita su yishenim. The other shita su yishenim, Rabbeinu Yonah and Chedush Yeran here, the Yad Ramah says there's a second shat, the Muki Yosef brings it, the Ridvan Gittin Nathan Tess brings it, he brings it b'shem, his Rebbe's brother, Rabbi Pinchas Halevi, the Ra's brother, that Avadi allowed to argue, and Adar Abba, the Ridva, and then Muki Yosef, say, Nusach, you're mechuyev to argue. You're not allowed to be maskim to him. You're mechuyev to argue. And they bring a raya from the Gemara in the Avavav and Beis. The Gemara says, Minayin le Talmud sheyesh lefnei rabbi, v'roya sheyesh l'schutz lecha v'choyev lecha minayin shal yishka tamaloy midvar sheket terchok. Even if he's not on the Bezdin, Talmud yesh lefnei rabbi, if he sees that maybe his Rebbe is overlooking something, and he sees it shayach tefakeret, there's a schuz here in a chayiv days mechuyiv to say. So it can't be that you're not allowed to argue. Other be mechuyiv to argue, they say. As I say in Rambam also, in Perek Yud Allah Chavav, different than what he says in Pirish Mishnayis, he says, V'piyishmu lomdu she'em eskrim nefashis min agadol, shema yismachu ashal daintively atzme kedai lach lekolav. Maybe they'll all just be saymich on himself. They won't feel that they're worthy to argue in him. Everyone should say what he knows, what he thinks in his mind. So how do you taish leisan al riv? What does it mean leisan al riv? Vishleim in the first pshat leisan al riv means leisani and allah to answer and allah to say yedei al riv on an opinion of the mufash rebezin on the rav. How do you learn taish leisan al riv? If you learn you're allowed to say yedei. So what's taish in the pasuk? So taish the pasuk like this. You shouldn't be saying your Deya al Riv after the Rav, because maybe you'll be influenced by the Rav, maybe you'll be unduly, unfairly influenced by the Rav, you won't say your own opinion, you'll be saying the Chan the Rav. So that's what means Lysana. Lysana doesn't mean Lysach like, you shouldn't argue. Lysana means you shouldn't say your opinion after him. You shouldn't opine on the case al Riv after the Rav. On the Rav meaning after the Rav. You should opine before the Rav, and that way you won't be influenced by what the Rav is saying. Now, that the Rishayim have a kasha from the Talmud Sheyesh Lufnei Rabbi, V'roi Yischus Lecha V'chay V'echa Menayin Shlo Yishtek, is right that it's usher not to say your opinion. L'chay the Teretz is like Teis is saying. Avada, everyone's maskim, you can ask kashas on the Rav. That's what you're there for. It's not a one-man show. Namshat, the Rav says it and no one else says a word. Avada, you can ask kashas. The pshat is, you can't say Yedeya behechlet, so you won't be able to be oil minion with Yedeya being machlet, not like the Rav. But the Talmud is not saying, Rav, you're wrong, I hold that that way. He's asking Akasha. He's saying, Rav, v'chob asor efeket. I personally don't know, but I'm going to tell you my asor efeket. And the Rav is g'mechriya, befrat by the Talmud, the Yishlof Rabbi, who doesn't have a day also, that he's not the Dayan. That's Aslan Lishnek. He has to go and say, Aslan Dvar Shekhadirchak, he has to go and say, he shouldn't be Meneh because of Kavod Rav, but he should slug up the Rav. No, he should say his Deya, he should say his Kasha, he should say his Raya, he should say his Svara. But that's not called saying a Deya. We're talking about if you're allowed to go in the Bezdin, and now, Kum Tais, what's the Maskana Sipsak? The Mufashu Bezdin said, Azai, and I old Vakert. That's Aslan Lefidis Rishainim. But the mice, like we're saying, Kamu Yishayim hold, no, Avadi Mechuyiv to say your day, or your day, or Mamish. Like we said, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ran, the Ridva. Now, the Sefer Chinuch, he says even more. He seems to have a different taich of Lisan al Rav, although he also mentions this din stam that the Gadol has to be first, because otherwise you're going to be Ein al Rav. But he says, the Mitzayin Zayin, the Lisan al Rav, Linda Sheilelech Echem and Adyana Machad Das Dayin Echad Gadol. He has an Issa de Raisa for a Dayan to go. This Pasuk, Leisana al Riv Lintais, is an Issa de Raisa to Leisana al Riv Lintais, meaning, you're not allowed to be Sana al Rav, meaning, say the opinion of the Rav Lintais to go fakeid from the Achra of your Seichel. And he fears ice with the mitzvah also that someone who does this, he says a lot of other things that negate Lasana Rav. He says Lasana of Limtas, like we learned in the first parak, that you need two Adim to be to be mechriya l'chayiv by dinin nefashis, and also you have to be paiskin l'schus. And come other halachas that's learned out from Lesana Ariv Lintais. But Lamais at the end he says, anyone who is over in any of these halachas, he's mechriya v'din al pi one aid instead of two aidim, or if he's not peseach l'schus, or if he's maschilim min agadol and not min atzad, or he says, if a dying goes and doesn't say his deya, and he says he's just seimach on the das of the Rav, he's over alive deraisa. The other Rishayim don't learn this way so clear. He seems to be learning leisan al Riv lintais, leisan al Rav, meaning you're not allowed to be ein al Rav. Ein al Rav means to agree with the Rav. Lintais, to say different from what you are chrav yoseichel. But lemaisa, I was claiming if there's a machlokes Rishayim here. Because like we said, the Ritva, the Nemukah Yosef, the Ritvan Gittin, they say in Nusach, you're not allowed to be Seimech on the Rav. And as they state even more clear in the Sefer HaChinuch. But the Ran here, and Rabbeinu Yain is also mashman that way, he says, but it doesn't mean he's not allowed to argue. Ein azar lakon shal yanach agadol b'din, the azar is fakert, that the gadol's not allowed to start his day, because maybe the Kadon won't want to argue. He won't be able to argue. And if it is miu, imrotza kadon lanis halachak al agadol, and as I said, Mashman and Beni Yaina. So it sounds like they hold her Rishus B'yada. He's allowed to argue, but they never mention he's Mechuyif to argue. The Nebuki Yosef and the Ritvan Gittin and what he brings also from the Raz brother, Beni Pinchas Alevi, they say you're not allowed to agree with him. You're Mechuyif to argue if you hold different. And their Lashon is, Im Yitzha Rishus B'yada. So couldn't they say, I three sheet this? You mechuyif to say like the Muflash of Bezdin, or you mechuyif to say your own daya, or the Ran says you have a choice. And could be it's totally, if the old son al Rav is a pshan, that you're not allowed to make it, that you're saying after the Rav, so there's no halacha, you're not allowed to agree with the Rav, there's no halacha, you're not allowed to argue with the Rav. The ikur is, you should say first, and then the Rav, because you shouldn't be influenced by the Rav. But if you only sign a Rav Lint, this means you can't agree with the Rav to say not like your own Seichel, vice versa, it's Aser. But I think, Azai, you do find an Alachal Mashal, not by your Bezdin. And you find this in the Gemara, you find this in the Rishayim, and the Achrayim, and the Peskim. You find very often that people are Mevatel Das to Gedol Mehem. A lot of times you find, the Gemara says, when Rebbe said a Psak, and the Rishmo Rebbe Yesi said, my father said differently, Rebbe said, Kvahir is okay. We're going to do like Rebbe Shmuel, like Rebbe Yosi, Kvahir is okay. And you find Keseder, the Ramban says, I would say differently, but I can't argue on the Riv. Halacha Lamais is like the Riv. And Keseder, you find such a shmach all the time. Lidachis, you also find all the time that the Ketanim did argue on the G'day Lamehem. Always. Everyone has their own Chelik and Teir. And even someone who's not as great as someone else, it feels different, he has reshus to argue. And very often they do argue. And what's keveya? When's the pshat that you mevatel das and when's the pshat that you argue? That's totally b'ra'is eni of the chacham, of the gadol b'teira, of the paisik. What he sees is the pshat that he sees that b'etzim he wouldn't hold that way. But now that the gadol says it, he taka thinks mistama the gadol is right and he's wrong. And mameli he's mevatel das to the gadol. Or sometimes no, he thinks the gadol says it, but I still don't. I can't see how he's right. I still see that I'm right for my day. And maybe I argue as I can find in keseder. So maybe you could say mar mechad v'loy pligi. The rishonim that is saying that it's aser to be shaysik and you mechuyev to say your daya is pshat when lefi your daya you're right and he's wrong, even though he's grasser from you. But that's not how you see the sugya. And be'etzim in Torah, you wouldn't be mevatel das. It's just dumb. You push it skin. You don't want anyone to have tainus on you. You don't want to make a bezayin for the gadol. So that's also to be shaysik ader abba. You have to say your daya. Hashenkim and the Ran that said him yitzalachlik, he didn't mean it's dumb totally on your rutzin if you're in the mood to argue, if you're not in the mood to argue. He meant him yitzal means if you hold that that's the right thing, I'll be tired to argue. But the reason why I was telling this Yeratzin is that could be a very often Alpiteira. The right thing is, and that's Gufa considered your Deya, that you Mevatel Das, Kvahir Zaken, I don't think I should have a daya for makim them. Not mitzad the covet, but mitzad the teir alein. That's what I would say the pshat is, and there's no machlekes. And imdim salayim, there is a machlekes. Mistam and the pshat is that this whole din of being mevatel das and kvahir zaken and lulei de mistafina and saying that mistam and the other gadol is right. Avadim sak, you find this all the time, even though you also find the other way that you could argue. But could be an embezzling, you're not allowed to. Could be an embezzling, there's no such thing. A bezin is a pshat that you say egin a daya, period. As if no one else said a daya. And the Ran apparently holds not the way, because the Ran says a mutsu lachlik they could. Vice versa, if they want, they could be mevatel das. Okay, nilani is daiti, I'm not sure. Al kabonam lesikum, we have rishainim, kam rishainim, rashi. In a few places, Kloimash, the way Taisis, the Smag, the Yireim, the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam, that hold Yinala to argue, and it's a Shaila, does that mean Dafka, Dina Nefash, is not to argue, but in Dina Mamanis, you are allowed to argue, or even in Dina Mamanis, you're not allowed to argue. We just don't care if you don't argue. Let the Gadol have the whole Psak. What are you doing there altogether? Because you could say Derech Shaila, and we have a Shaila, if you said Yudea first, and then the Gadol says the Yudea, are you now allowed to argue? And then we have the other Rishayim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Ritva, the Muki Yosef, the other Pshan and the Adrama, Rabbeinu Yaina, the Ran, and they all have Adi, you're allowed to argue, and they're talking Yimuchuyiv to argue, and Lysan al Rivis Vakert, that you're not let, he's not allowed to say his day at first, because you might be scared and you won't be Makai Mechiyiv to argue. And then we spoke about what the Mashmoyis of the Ran is that you could be Mavatal Das, and the Chinuch says it's Asr, it's alive the Reisa. We smoothed about that. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Shaina Adam L'Talmidai. A person is allowed to teach halacha to his Talmud, V'doni Mai B'dini Nefashis. And he can be done together with the Talmud B'dini Nefashis. Rashi says that he teaches the halacha to the Talmud and shows him panam l'schusu l'chayva. And Memela, he could be nimdit together with the Talmud l'schusu l'chayva. The Talmud could be like one of the Dayanim. So the Gemara says, Meisei, Tyrants for Tumeis, when you're dealing with the Issa of Tumah and Tara, so then Avu Benoi Rav Tamid Amaynulam Shnayim. Then a father and son, or Rav and Talmud, can be counted as two Dayanim. But Dine Mamanis, Dine Nefashis, Dine Makis, Kiddush Achaydish Ibra Shana. But Mamanis, Nefashis, Makis, Kiddush Achaydish Ibra Shana, Avu Benoi Rav Tamid Amaynulay Lechon, they only counted as one. So how could Rav say that Shoyin Alma Tamid of Adonimai Bedine Nefashis, and they counted as two? Here it says about Avu Benayim, Avu Tamin is only counted as one Bedina Nefashis and Dina Mamanis Vechuli. So Mara says, Ki Kamarav, that the Tamid is counted as going to have Kanavir Avasi. The Lugumori de Rav Avitzrichi. They still needed the Messiahs of Rav. They didn't know everything themselves. They still needed a Rebbe because there were certain Yedias, facts that they didn't have on their own. They had to hear that from a Rebbe. Well, the Svarid de Rav Avitzrichi, but the Svaris, they already in Gansin. Mushlim on their own, they didn't need the rabbi to teach them Svarah, they had their own Svarah. Samael and Abrais is talking about even the Svarah they need. The Talmud is not enough of a Baal Svarah alone. He needs the rabbi still to teach him Svarah. So then the rabbi and the Talmud can't be counted as two. Hashem, if he doesn't need the rabbi to teach him Svarah, only Gemara, then the rabbi and the Talmud can be counted as two. Ad kan the Gemara. So the two issues here, the Ikh issue the Gemara is talking about Rav Talmidai. And then the Braisa threw in also Avu Benoi, which is Shaila is, what's this Avu Benoi? What happened to the Psul Kurva? So first I want to go through the Sugi of Rav Tamidai, and then we're going to go through the Sugi of Avu Benoi. So Benegei Rav Tamidai, the Gemara makes a chilt in Tmeis and Taris, and Dinim Momenis Nefashis Makis Kedesh Achayish and Ibra Achayish. And Rashi explains the chiluk. Tmeis and Taris Betzim, you don't need a minion b'chlal. Hayrasim b'yachid. Why do you need a minion? When there's a machlokes, you need a minion. If the pshat is you only need a minion when there's a machlokes, then the Rav and Talmidah could be counted as two. Mashengen, if you need a minion, then the Rav and Talmidah can't be counted as two. It's a bit of a chiddush, because if Vinish V, when there's a machlokes, Mechayer, the reason why Tmeis and Tyrus you go by Sarayv is not Sacher Rav Mahatais. So, Manavshach, if it's called a Rav, even though the Rav and Talmid is expected to say the same thing, but it's called a Rav, because Vinishvi, you have Rav Chacham saying the same thing, even though the Talmud doesn't have an egg in the Deyam. So, how come by Dinim not? Vaisis, by Dinim, the Pshat is, it's not good enough to have Rav Chacham, and you need that each one should be a separate Dayan in order to be Rav. If each one should be a separate dying, you need a minion of 3 dayanim or 23 dayanim. So you can't call the Talmud a separate dayan if he still was svarid the Rav Tzorich. He doesn't have a egg and a daya. By Tumas and Taras, even if he's not a separate dayan, Vaistay, since Rav of the Chacham hold that way, even though he's not a separate dayan, he only holds the way because his Rebbe holds the way, but he's counted as the Rav of the Chacham to pass in the Shiloh. Hashem came to be counted from the minyan hadayonim. If you don't have egg in a day, you can't be counted from the minyan hadayonim. The Rambam had a different girsa. The Rambam was gerish dinim mamnis together with tmeis and tires. The Rambam says that dinim mamnis with tmeis and tires, then you can count the avav b'nai rava tamid the yishnayim, and dinim nefashis and makis v'chuli and kiddush achaydish nibra hashana, then you don't count, then you count them as echot. What's the chiluk between dinim mamnis and dinim nefashis? Me'echat heisa and chiluk? So the Kesef Mishnah says, because the Rambam holds, like we had learned in the first parak, that Dvar Torah, a yochid, is good enough to dan dinim mamnis. The only reason why they're masakim 3 is on Yosh v'kronis. So Mele, you don't really need 3 dayanim. So Mele, Ibezei, whenever you don't need 3 dayanim, so that Rav and Tamidah could be counted as 2. Mashen Kain, the dinim nefashis, the makis, the dinim rashonim, kiddush achaydish, when we deraisi, you need a gvis and misper of dayanim, then the Avim Benoi can't be counted, the Rav Talmidah can't be counted as 2 dayanim. So kumdais, this should be a shayla halacha l'maisa mamish. What's a din by dinim mamnis? Halacha l'maisa. Could you have a bezdin with a Rav and a Talmud in the same bezdin? It would have to be a case where the Talmud still needs a svar of the Rav, but the Talmud still needs a svar of the Rav, could the Rav and the Talmud be on the same bezdin? L'fi awagirsa. The Rav and the Talmud can't be on the same Bezdin. The Mainum Le Be'echad, you can't have a Bezdin. I mean, you could be on the Bezdin, but Al Kapanim, you'll need more Dayanim, because the Rav and the Talmud is a Mainum Le Ella Be'echad. But Lefi the Rambam's Girsa, Badine Mominis, the Rav and the Talmud are Mainum Le Mishnayim. It's interesting, the Rif and the Rosh don't bring this Din Bechlal, even though Lechayis Negeil Alocha. The Mordechai says a Chiddush. The Mordechai says that the only case is talking about where the Rav is teaching the Talmud Alocha right now. The Rav is going and teaching the Talmud Halacha right now, B'shas Adin, and being done imot. But if right now he's not teaching him the Halacha, even though he's his Talmud, he says, Nivash Yachal Eishivim Abedin, Rak Sheyelek Sas Sor Loving Sas, Felisiv Lid Nishus Mechal Vagamri. If he's a Talmud that doesn't have a Sora, as Egan a Sora at all, then Avadi doesn't count, as Ashtek holds. But if the Talmud has a Sora, Novas, he's not Muslim in Sora, he still needs a Sora of Rav. The Mele, he says, it could be a dying together. It's Tavka when you're teaching him the Halacha right now, that's Hesish Kendeya Bechlal. But let's say you're not teaching him the Halacha. So then you could be a Talmud, a Rav and a Talmud could sit together on a Din Torah. The Gaon says that the Mordechai understood it because Rav says, Shaina Adam a Talmud David Don Imoy. He doesn't say, a Rav done him a Talmud Bedin in the Fashis. He says, Shaina Adam a Talmud David Don Imoy Bedin in the Fashis. Rav says, that's the shmooz when the Rav is teaching the Talmud the Din right now. Rashi's not so much in a way. Rashi says, the Marle Panim was chusul l'chayve b'seich ha-din. Rav says, the Rav is not teaching him Kol Halacha. The Rav is reading Durch the Halacha with him. Kabina Marichel was different than Rashi. Rashi's saying, it's not that he's teaching him the Halacha. He's reading Durch the Halacha with him. He's reading Durch the Sugya with him. The Marichel is saying, we're talking about a case where he's teaching him the Halacha. He's teaching him, this is the Halacha. And then he wants them to be Nimnimai. So it is a problem. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like this Mordechai. In Simon Yud Chesif, hey, he says, Hadar mina b'gamar rava tamina mainim ala echad, dafka b'shor shem alamdei rava din. And even then, sagt the Shulchan Aruch, if he's a Talmud like Rav Amin or Rav Asi, the Lengwari, the Rav Vitzvichi, Yisrael Vitzvichi, even, you could even teach in the Lacha b'shas ha-din in Danimai. But if you're not teaching him b'shas ha-din, even though he's his Talmud, my name is Shnayim, as long as he's a Ksas, Rav, Lav, and Lisa, Velite. Paskins like the Mordechai. Now the Ramah says, that Vaisis Lini Issa Veheta and Tum Vatara, even if he's teaching him the Halacha right now, he could be done in by B'Shnayim. Since the Mordechai is learning by Dina Farshis, Dina Mammas, so only discussing if he's teaching him the Halacha right now, Vaisis Lagab Bedina Tum Vatara and Issa Veheta, even if he's teaching him right now, they could become Shnayim of the Kiddush. But that's Mukhach according to the Mordechai. The Tumim Meifenot, Simon Yud Ches, he wants to know, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring the Dasa Rambam? The Shulchan Aruch Nemzan, the Bedinim Omnis, Yehei Meinim El B'Shnayim, The Rambam says dinim amenis yomay nishnayim. So why did Shulchan Aruch bring the Das of Rambam? Why did they bring a machlekes? It sounds like Shulchan Aruch was machlit that dinim amenis you not mayne b'shnayim. No, he brings the chiddush in the Mordechai. It's not when he's teaching him the din. Why didn't they bring the Das of Rambam that dinim amenis yomay nishnayim? Azak the tumim. Why is this the mechaber held that there's no machlekes la locha between the Rambam and the other rishonim? It's a machlekes in Gersem Shat. The other Rishayim held that Dinim Mamanis is counted as one, but they hold like the Mordechai that Safkon is teaching him the din now. And the Rambam holds that it's counted as two, and the Rambam doesn't hold like the Chiddush in the Mordechai. And he holds that the Pshat in the Gemara is that not he's teaching him now, Stam and Zerav and Talmud. So Mele Kubi, the Rambam will be masking when he's teaching him the din now, that's counted as one. So kum dais al kapanim edinim mamanis is no machlekes, but in nefashis l'chayu there is, because if the Rambam holds we're not tumah is teaching him now, and he holds by dinim nefashis, it's counted as one, and according to the Mordechai, dinim nefashis mamanis is the same thing. If by dinim mamanis is counted as two, and he's not teaching him now, so who would by dinim nefashis? Al kapanim la alochet is no machlekes al the mechaber. The Rishonim that say that dinim mamanis is counted as one, they hold like the Mordechai, it's tumah when he's teaching him the din. The Rambam that says that the Dinim Amunis is counted as two, he's talking about when you're not teaching him the din now. And the Rambam will be masking when you're teaching him the din now, it will be counted as one. And the Mele, you don't have to bring the Das of Rambam. But he's bothered with the Ramah. So if he's there, the Ramah that says that Tmeis and Taris and Issa Veheter is counted as two, according to the Rambam, it's only when you're not teaching him now. Because the Rambam is not Mechavet in Dinim Amunis and Tmeis and Taris. So you would think they have to bring in the Shita Sarambam that by Tmeis and Taris, by Issa Veheter, the Shita Sarambam would be, when you're teaching him now, that will be counted as one. But I don't hear the Kasha and the Ramah. The Ramah could be stumped in Paschal like the Rambam. The Mechabi have to explain, because the Mechabi has his Gimel Mudei Arah, the Rambam, the Riff and the Rosh. Here the Riff and the Rosh leave out the Sugya, so the Chare, you should at least bring the Das Sarambam or Paschal like the Rambam. But Sheng and the Ramah that goes by Sarev Rishenim, Rashi, and the Ravid, and the Mordechai, and the Muki Yosef, and Kama other Rishonim all have the Girsa that Dinim Mamanis is counted as one, not like the Rambam. So Mele, if you're going to name on the Mordechai's Chiddush, that that's only when the Rav is teaching him right now, so that will be Mukhrich, that B'tmeis and Taris, even when he's teaching him right now, it's counted as two. He wasn't Chayshishu to Das Rambam, it's a Das Yachid. Al-Kopanim, that's B'negei Rav Talmidai. B'negei Avu B'noi, so according to the Girus of the Rishonim that we have, the Girus of Tmeis and Taris, that's the case that Avu B'noi and Ravel Talmidei are counted as two. That's Pashit, because by Issa V'Hetta there is no Psul Kurva, so there's no reason why Avu B'noi shouldn't be counted as two. And we're Girus by Dinim Amunis, Dinim Fashis, Dinim Makis, Kedesh HaChayidish, and Ibishana, it's only counted as one. And Taisa says the only reason why he brought an Avu B'nai is the Gabi Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibishana. Because the Gabi Din Pshita Dein Kroivim Ksherim. See from Taisa's Al Kapanim by Dinim Mamanis and Dinim Nefashis and Dinim Makais, the Avu B'nai can't be more than one day in Pashal Psul Kurva. And even Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibishana could be means Psul Kurva, just as a Chiddush. You would think there's no Psul Kurva by Kiddush HaChayidish Nibishanah. Mais is the Machloikis in Rosh Hashanah. At the end of the third parak is the Psul Kurva by Edim. I mean, the end of the first parak. So you can clarify the Yonim also. Or could be Taisus holds the Mais. There's no Psul Kurva. It's only because Avu B'nai is like Ravu Talmidai that we're going to assume the same din. But whatever you learn Shad and Taisus, the Mais, the side of Avu B'nai, the reason why they can't be counted is two. By Nefashis and Mamanis and Makis, is also Psul Kurva. And as I state Mefurish in the Chlush Eran and the Meiri, that Avu B'nai is a Psul Kurva. But the Rambam, like we said, was Geiris, that the Beidinim Mamanis also Avu B'nai and Rav Tamidu is Meina Meisa B'shnayim. How's it Shayak Beidinim Mamanis Avu B'nai is Meina B'shnayim? It should be a Psul Kurva. And the Rambam holds that even Beidinim Nefashis is Shmer. Because the Rambam holds that there's a problem of Isis, the Rambam holds there's a problem by Dayanim, we're going to speak about this soon, of Nimse Echemem Karve Pasol. So the Rambam says, in Perikin Alpha Lachaches, Zesho on a Mainim Avana Ben, Bein Bechot Bein B'Shtayim. In other words, it's a Kasha Misaidin Imam Nasaidin Nefashis. How could the Avin Ben be Meine B'Shtayim by Dine Mominus, who even Be'echa by Dine Nefash is either Kraven? So Zog the Rambam, Kagoyin Shay Echemem B'Sanhedrin, Vashayne Eim the Tamidim Shnei Me'eshi Lum B'Tzchusei Chayva, Shayim and Vare V'Neise V'Neise Mimai V'Nim Nemimai. The Ben is not in the Sanhedrin. He's in the Talmidim. And Memeila, he's just saying, Yeshi Lum B'Tzchus. So Yishayim and Vare V'Neise V'Neise Mimai V'Nim Nemimai. And then he says, "Ubishask my din and goyim his din and bekrave him." Said the einim bekrave him soon, but didn't come out his bar. So that they were saying the avu benai could be mina, whether it's b'shtayim like by din and mominus, or be'echad like by din and nefashis. That's dafka when the benai is not part of the bez, and he's a talmud, and it's only b'shas masu matan where yishayim and dvarav v'naisim v'naisim v'nim nemimai. But b'shas gemar din ain't goyim is dina b'kreivim. So the shail in the Rambam is a pella. What's pasha taich in the Rambam? The Rambam saying that b'dina mominus is counted as two, and he says dafka b'shas masu matan, not b'shas gemar din. What does it mean to be counted as two b'shas masu matan? Where's the minion b'shas masu matan? As I fact derive in a sagas is chay reishi in iroyel etam v'lereg b'dvarim elu. Kilomasu mata my minion ikka. Or b'shask my din ozu a minion. So mainly he says, the Ravid says, that the kash is only shred the Rambam l'shitasa. The Rambam's girsa was a b'dinim mominus yimayinim shtayim. So mainly at a kash, they had to say it was b'shask masu matan. But zog the Ravid, the teretz hot nishkeverta, where's the minion b'shask masu matan? Hashegel lefidig our girsa. The dafka t'meis etzmaris yimayinim shtayim. B'dinim mominus nefoshes makis kirishachaydish yimayashana. The Meinem Echad. So Hogufa, that's what it means, Yemeinem Echad. That he's not counted as a Dayan. As Nishkin Dayan. Because Yemeinem Echad. And the Ravid says, but what happened to the problem of Nitz Echad Karev Apostle? You do some Matela that if you have a Dayan that's possible, you pass all of the Yonim, like we're going to speak about. So the Ravid, since you're not counting him, so it's like an aid that's Lamech Zeyasisu. It's only when you Mechav and Lahaid, you become part of the Aidus and you have a problem, Nitz Echad Karev Apostle. But the Yonim also, it's only when you mechavim to be a Dayan, so then you're going to have a problem of Nimsech HaMakariv Apostle. But here, since he's not counted, so he's not a Nimsech HaMakariv Apostle, it's Lamech Zeh Asisu, he's not planning on being a Dayan, he's not going to be counted, and the Mela, you don't have a problem Nimsech HaMakariv Apostle. But what's Pshat in the Rambam? What's the minion that's there B'Shas Masu Matan? So we spoke about this in a previous year, we'll say it over again. Hagishmak Teres from the stipler in the Briskerov, the Mechavim Ledover Echad, the stipler is here in Sanhedrin, the Kilos Yankov, Simon Gimel, and the Briskerov is in the Kovitz Eish Tamid, that they say that the Bezin has to paskin on two Shilas. The Bezin has to paskin on a Shila right here. What happened here? What was the Mitzias? And what's the Aloch and Lamaisa in this particular case? That's one need in the Bezin has to paskin. But sometimes it's totally in a halacha shaila. It's totally in a regular halacha shaila. The halacha is not clear. We have a machloikis la halacha. So there it needs a minion to paskin the halacha shaila. So b'shas masu matan, it comes up very often a shaila la halacha. Forget about this case. What is the halacha b'chlal? A klali stick halacha which you have to paskin, not negate to this case. Theoretical abstract halacha. There, you don't have the psulim. There's no psul kurva, there's no psul of anything. So all the Tamei Chacham that are there can be omer the din, just like by Tamei Sotaris, to paskin alocha, alocha shayla. So there you have a shmuz. So that the Rambam says that by Mominus, Avu B'nai are counted as two. But by Nefashis, even to paskin stam the alocha shayla, the Avu B'nai and the Avu Tamidai are only counted as one. Tzarechin a little bit. Because if all they're doing is passing in the halacha shayla, the chayyim don't need the minion of Chav Gimel for that. Al kapana, that's it, a teaching the Rambam. That when the pshat is you're passing stam halacha shayla, the halacha lemaisa, what is the halacha? The chloli is, not necessarily in this case. So that's the masu matan, where by dinin and mominus, the Rambam holds the avu b'nai is counted as two and tmeis and tyrus, by shengen by dinin and farshis, the avu b'nai and avu tamidai is counted as one. Then they have to paskin in this case, what's it then? Taking into account what happened, what exactly happened, and making the shikal adas shailas that are negay specifically to this case. Is this a case of kach, or is this a case of the other thing, ukadayma? which there you need the 23 dayanim. It shouldn't be any kraven. So kundes lefida Rambam avu benoy is not pshat as a psul karev. So it came psul karev bechlal because under Rambam we're not talking about b'shas gemar din. B'shas gemar din there can't be mine and not b'shnayim not be'echad halt the Rambam. There's a problem of nimsechem karev apostle. Avu benoy is a pshat that they're not considered 2 days. The Ben is going to say what the Av is going to say. Like the Talmud is going to say what the Rav is going to say. But the Shmuz of the Avu B'nai and Rav Tamidai, Amayin and Shtayim or Echad is a Pshat B'shas Masumata, meaning when they're trying to stam decide Halacha, Lagabe Stam Avshek Halacha. What's the Pshak Halacha? What's the Avshein and Shulchan Aruch? What exactly is Halacha in this case? B'chlalius. When it comes to the Gemara Din, then Avad is not Shaykh and Avu B'nai B'chlal. The B'nai can't be there altogether. That's what the Rashi brings at the Sefta that says, "Sefer the Brayish Leyeshu B'tzida Filu Sheisegal Yamid V'Hayilichloi." That means B'shas Gemar Din, he can't even be in the room. He can't be there altogether. There will be a psul kraven. Now, Nika Shaila, is there a din of Nitzachem Karev Apostle Agam B'Dayanim? We find in Edom Mishnah Makis Davov that if you have, let's say, more than 2 Edom, you have 3 Edom, or even 100 Edom, if one of them is the Karev Apostle, the Edus is Batal, then Gemara goes to different Chaluk Edinim, when do you say that, when not? And the Shail is, do you have that by Dayanim? The Chaira, the Ramam and the Ravid Amavur, you have that by Dayanim. The Ramam that says, that Zesha Anu Moinim Avim Aben Bein Be'echad Bein B'Shnayim, that means even though you mean Moinim Be'echad, it's Dafka when it's B'Shas Masu Umadun, and he's not in the Sinajin. It sounds like even by Din Nefashis that you're not counting it as 2, but he can't be there altogether. Sounds like the problem is Nimsachim Karev Apostle. And the Ravid is even more mafurish. The Ravid says that since you're not counting him, but lives like Lamech Zeasisu, he's not coming to be a Dayan, he's just coming to watch. And maybe that's why it's not Nimsachim Apostle. But if he would come Takat to be a Dayan, it's Mavur in the Ravid that there wouldn't be a problem of Nimsachim Karev Apostle. There's a Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Dezayin El Chaseidus Halacha Hey that discusses it. He doesn't bring the Rishayim, he brings the Marachash, one of the Achreinim, that says you do have such a din, and he himself brings the Rashi Nivamas Kuv Dalid, Rashi Nivamas Amitz Chalitza, that's Mavuri, says that you don't have the din of Nisach Karev Apostle. But the Machne Ephraim brings from the Ritva in the same place that the Muki Yosef brings, it's also in the Ritva in Mitz Chalitza, that is Mashmet the Ul Apostle. The Shaila there, you have extra Dayanim by Chalitza. Could the Dayanim be Psulim and the Vars before or not? The Shaila is why. Ravid Shainim seem to hold there is a problem. Like we said, this Rambam and Ravid. They also bring from Machuvah Siraj Bazai. The Rivash and Simantov Yud Gimel says that there's such a problem. Like we mentioned, this Ritva in the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza. Could be Rashi there, like the Mishnah Malach says, Rashi and of Kavdalit is Mashma only when Nimsa Karev Apostle, you won't have enough Dayanim. It's Mashmi, if you'd have enough Dayanim, you don't say Nimsa Karev Apostle. And the Tumim in Sim and Vav Sivkan Chavches brings from the Rif, he brings a Raya from the Rif, that it doesn't passel. Could be, I would think that it's Tali in the Shaila, that Kamar Rishayim hold that any Psul Vashtet Ba'edis is automatically Psul by the Yonis. That's how the Rishayim say that Isha is Pasul Adon. But there's a Taisis that knows that Isha is Lav Dafka Pasul Adon. So it could be if it's not that any din v'shtei ba'edus is automatically din by the honest, then you don't have by the honest as din is a karev apostle. It's din said by edus of yishnayim edim and shleisha edim. But Rav Yishayim will know that every psul edus is automatically psul dayonis. So who would din nimtzachem a karev apostle would be that way. His excise in Siman Lamed Vav, he doesn't bring the Rishayim, he just brings the Mishnah Lamelech from the Marachash. And he wants the taina that no, that you don't say nimtzachem a karev apostle, but the enemy wants to bring a raya. Because the Gemara says in the first parak that midiraisa one aid is kosher. I mean, one dayan is kosher. Dinimamis could be be'echad. And the reason why the Mesachin Shleish is because of Yesh Vekronis. So if you have 3, you say, Yevshir et lekemem chad de gomer. If you have 1, he might be a loy gomer, he might be Yesh Vekronis. But if you have 3, at least one of them will be a gomer. So effective size, what's it going to help? One's a gomer. If you have the other ones as Yesh V'Kronis, you'll have the same problem than Sechem Karev Apostle. So Chayr, it's Mochig, about the Gemara says, if I only have 1, maybe it'll be Yesh V'Kronis. But if I have 3, at least one of them will be Gomer. So the Pshat is, if you have one of them is Gomer, it's a Kashu Adin, even though the rest are Yesh V'Kronis, They don't say Nimsech Rav Apostle Dusim Batela. And as they pass in the Ksais Halacha Lamaisa based on this Raya, it's interesting. It doesn't bring Lachar to Rambam and Raivin. Pretty mafurish that there is a Din Nimsech Rav Apostle by Dayanim. Now to the Miyash of Israel, because Kamri is showing them all there is such a psul, so I have three Yeshuvim in the Achronim. The Shar Mishpat says, it's in Siman Gimel Sifkat and Beis, the Chedush Eran says that the Pshat is that once you're going to have one that's Gomer, he's going to make sure that he's not going to sit in the Din Torah unless the other two are Gomer. You're going to get three Dayanim, so one of them is going to be Gomer. The Regi, you have one of them that's Gomer, so he's going to say, oh, since he's Gomer, I don't want to sit with people that are like Gemiri. I'm going to make sure to get another two that are Gemiri. And Mamele, have all three that are Gemiri. So Mamele, the whole Kasha doesn't start. But if you learn like the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara, at least one of the three will be Gomer and the other two Tak will be Loi Gomer. So why isn't that a Raya that you don't say Nimsechem Karev Apostle Legabe Dinim Amenis? So the Stipler earlier kills Yaakov and Simon Beis. He says two Mahalchem. One Malach, he says, is that a Yeshik Kronis is not called a Psul Dayanis. He's not a Dayan. The Psul of Yeshik Kronis is not that he's possible to be a Dayan. A Karev is a Possel. A Rosh is a Possel. A Yeshik Kronis Bechlal Nishkin Dayan. A Hod Nishkin Shem Dayan Bechlal. Ninsek Karev Possel is, you have three Dayanim, and one of them have a Passless. The Psul is Nimshach to the other ones. He brings the marshal from the Ravid and Makis. The Ravid says, if one of the three Edom, by Edom, if one of them is the Baal Dover, you don't say Nimsa Apostle. The Gemara says, because you need Mekayme Dover, not I say Dover. And the Ravid explains, because the Baal Dover is Bechlal Nishkenaid. He's not Pshat, he's an aid with a Psul. It's a Shkenaid, he's not from the Mekayme Dover. He's not an aid Bechlal. So mainly, you don't say Nimsa Karev Apostle. So who then he says, the Yeshik Kronis is not a Psul Dayonis, as Bechlal Nishkenayin. So he wouldn't say Nimsa Karev Apostle Bechai Gavna. Things that Deilim is that the Nesivus says b'shem the Tumim and Simon Lam and Vav that a Ish and a Katan, you don't say Nisar Apostle by Ish and a Katan. They're not an aid. A Karev is an aid. He's just rather a Karev in this case. A Rashi once was Kasher, so Memela he became Pasul was a Psul that became Psul Rasha. A Ish and a Katan are not an aid b'chlal. So Kolshken you could say by Yeshik Karanis that they're not a Dayan b'chlal. That's one Teretz he says. A Sveita Teretz, he says, and this is Mechavan Osa to Rameya Simcha, in the Chedusha Rameya Simcha, early in Sinajan Dav Gimel, that when there's a din that you need a certain number, by Eidus you need two, if the halacha is by the Dayanus you need three, or by Din in the Farshis you need 23, then it's Shaykh Nimsechem Karve Apostle, because it's a chsarin in the Mispah, it's a chsarin in the Minyan. Now Shaykhin, if me der Aisa, all you need is one. Then I have a problem of Yeshur Kronis, you'll get three, you'll have one that's Gomer. So there you can't say a problem of Nitzachem Karev Apostle. All you need is one. Now that you have two, it's not pshat, you need a tzir for minyan. If there's a din tzir, because you need two, you need three, you need 23, so then if another Karev becomes mitzurif, even though you have more than what you need, but you need a tzir, you need a group. So he's a member of the group, he passes the whole group. Mashagin, if all you need is one, you don't need a group b'chlal. So there's no such thing as a tzirif b'chlal. There's no such thing as he's becoming part of the group. There is no group. So melech not shayach nimsechem karev apostle. So b'kitzah on the ksais is kasha. The rishayim that hold you say nimsechem karev apostle d'yanim. How do they answer? And the gemara says one is kasha by dinin mamonis, and you need three because of yeshri kronis, and there's only echad the gomer. Aisir shayim mishpitz teretz al pidei chedush haran. When you have echad the gomer, that's going to make sure all three are going to be Gomer. But even if you can learn there's only a Chad the Gomer, you could say Ipshad that a Loi Gomer is Bechal Nishkin Dayan. It's not Shach Nisra Apostle because it's not a Dayan Bechal. You could say Ipshad if all you need is one, you don't need a Tzir Bechal. The male is not Shach Nisra Chavakarev Apostle in that oifen.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.